Old King Cole was a tired old soul, a tired old soul was he. He was beat to his socks, so quick like a fox, he called for his jubilee. Yes, man, it's another session of solid sending calculated to cultivate your cat's veracity and carve a collapsible curl on your cadenza. And here to knock a bunghole in this barrel of bunts are your old friends, the King Cole Trio, Barney Bigard, Betty Roche, Benny Carter and his orchestra, and our special guest, Jimmy Durante, and your massive of ceremonies, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, we prime to heat up the static in a manner that'll leave you roasted, toasted, and crisp as a potato chip. On the tempo side, we're going to belt you with the Benny Carter Band. Benny Carter!
Glad to see you, honey. Glad to see you.
Now here's a hep chick who can make the night blue and burn the torch at both ends. It's the lush thrust with the rocking chair tempo, Betty Roche.
All right, honey, the lamp is low, and here we go.
Why can't you let me be? trouble, 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 trouble. Why can't you let me be? All the folks are asking for you. Why must you bother with me? The iceman's been complaining, the landlord too. I told him I ain't got five, so they will have to take two, 'cause I've got trouble, 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 holding this man of mine. My mama done told me, yes, it seems there's trouble every time that I speak my mind. My man's gone away from me. There were no he-men left. I had to satisfy my soul with an old for help. Yes, I've got trouble, 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 holding this man of mine. It seems there's always trouble every time that I speak my mind. He's got a head just like a monkey. He looks just like a bear. Got a mouth full of tobacco, a squirting it everywhere. But he's my daddy. Lord knows I love him just the same. Yes, he's my baby, but I'm scared to call his name.
Yes, indeed. Oh, that was mellow, very mellow. We have with us tonight a trio that's been beating out the Lixies many sets of 12. Chamber music ain't their dish, but they've got a cosmic touch of class that makes your long hairs envious. I refer to the famous King Cole Trio. With Nat Cole on the 88, Johnny Miller on the bass, and Oscar Moore on the guitar, it's Paper Moon. Thank you.
darling in Bailey World, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make believe if you believe in me.
Some more of the same. Billy and the boys was last out with Back Bay Boogie.
Thank you.
comes now a rap sheet for the patrons of the Reed Beat. Because looking over at the door leading into the studio, I see a tip of a certain prominent person's prominent nose. So it shouldn't be longer than 10 minutes before the rest of him reaches the microphone and admits that he's Jimmy Durante. Welcome, Mr. Durante, to the plaza of the pulverized pizzicato and the hall of homogenized humming and a voot salute. From all the chicks and cats, we get the kick and tilt their toppers when you open your chow box and waggle your choppers.
I must be nuts. I understood every word he said.
Well, I'm really glad to hear it, Jimmy. Then I take it you're a supporter of the driving jive.
On the contrary, mon petit. And if petit and if petite means small, I withdraw the statement.
Oh, I see. In other words, you frown on Swain.
Who's frowning? This is the kisser I was born with. However, what I want to imply was, if I'm not too malnutritious, they can't write them big enough, I get them. I am now a patron of the opera.
Oh, you mean grand opera?
Certainly. Deep stuff like Carmen, or Miranda.
Oh, I see. Well, now, just what do you mean by a patron of the opera, Jimmy?
Well, by patron, I mean a sponsor. I take some talented young person and do everything I can to build up his career. I give him a nice place to live in, plenty to eat, plenty to drink, the finest of clothes. In fact, I cater to his every whim.
Well, that's fine, but who have you done this for so far?
Me. And I'm very grateful.
Oh.
Why, only a few short years ago, I was down and out. Financially, horses need combat.
Horses need combat?
Yes, I couldn't pick one winner.
I know.
On top of that, the market went bad and my Dun & Bradstreet rating was a shambles.
You mean you were in reduced circumstances?
I wouldn't put it as harshly as that.
No?
Let us merely say I was a bum.
Yeah.
Then one day I passed the Metropolitan Opera House in New York. I noticed they were giving away cash prizes just like the movie houses. So I took my last buck and bought a ticket.
Well, just a minute, Jimmy. What do you mean the opera was giving away cash prizes?
Well, you know the games they play at the other theaters.
Yes.
Screeno, Banco, Bingo.
Yeah.
Well, they had a big sign in front of the Met.
What did it say?
Tonight, Rigoletto.
Oh,
then on, I attended the opening night of every opera. What a sight I was in my white tie and cape.
I suppose you were a top hat, too.
No, Ernie, not wishing to go to that expense. I went down to the gas station and had my beret pumped up.
Very, very. Very clever indeed. How did it work out?
Not so good. In the middle of the second act, I developed a slow leak and hissed 10 actors off the stage. It was really disgruntling.
Well, very clever, very clever. Well, Jimmy, didn't you mention something about sponsoring your own career in the opera?
Inconversibly, Ernest. Inconversibly.
Yes.
I have already spent one summer with an operatic stock company. My first opera was La Boheme.
La Boheme. What role did you sing?
The title role, of course. Labo.
Well, Jimmy, that's all very lovely, but we're not going to settle for that. How about singing as one of your own famous arias?
Your wish is my command, Ernest. Maestro, if you please. And even if you don't. Say, did you ever have the feeling that you wanted to go? Still have the feeling that you wanted to stay? You knew it was right and wasn't wrong. Still, you knew you wouldn't be very long. Feeling that you wanted to go, still have the feeling that you wanted to stay. Start to go, change your mind, start to go again, but change your mind again. It's tough to have the feeling that you wanted to go, still have the feeling that you wanted to stay. Don't rape me, but don't lock me, yo. I go.
Ooh.
I'll stay.
Right on the beat.
I'll go. I'm going, but. Who'll be with me when I'm far away? When I'm far, far away from you. Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far, far away from you. Who's gonna buy you all those pretty things? The voice of the title. When I'm far, far away from you. Say now, who will be with you when I'm far away? Let me hear that band. Let me hear. What a band. Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far, far away from you. You know, I'm walking down Hollywood Boulevard with my 12 children. Just commuting with nature. The 12 children and I are walking down Hollywood Boulevard, when a cop come up and says under arrest. I said, for what? I didn't do nothing. He said, you must have done something with that crowd following you. Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far away from you, Teddy. Who will be with you when I'm far away? When I'm far away from you. Who will you? Let me hear that band once more. Hit that high note. You know, I'm sitting in the park the other day, and there's a fella sitting alongside of me, and he's asleep. And about 25 flies got on his nose. So he woke up and he leaves the flies there, so he falls asleep again. So a bee came along and stung him right on the front of the nose. So waking up with a start, he looks at the flies and he says, why, there's always got to be a smart aleck in the crowd. Just for that, he says, everybody off! Everybody off! Everybody off! When I'm far away from you. Bye-bye, fellas. Bye, folks.
For a stunning contribution to the world of classics. Whenever you're in the neighborhood, be sure and knock us a nod. A lot of the big boys in your jukebox got that wave of blowing iron to the right amount through a clarinet. Barney Biggert is one of those citizens with an educated lift that doesn't slip. Backed up by Benny Carter's orchestra, he's going to blow some lolly specs and spots your way, namely T-4-2. And early is creeping up in the haze. The lighted tube is blinking off and the faces are stomping and romping. It's Elaboo's time in any longitude. If you don't believe it, here's a King Cole trio back to dribble some sleepy time through your APO. On the downbeat, it's Sweet Lorraine.
I just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer sky. When you see them, you love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Time for another serving of solid from the man who can dish it out. In 40 languages, including the Scandinavian, that spells Billy Carter. Billy and the boys was lashed out with Chicago! Like we wrapped up another rhapsody of riff and stashed away another satchel of stomp. But before we lumber into limbo, this is Ernie Whitman reminding you that we'll be popping across the puddle at you in another set of sevens and saying from the bottom of his big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.